Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here. Happy to be talking to you again. I hope you've had a great week. I certainly have. It's very interesting. So a woman has accused a cop of racism, but then the body cam footage came out and totally undoes her argument. So it was a straight up lie. And this actually comes from the Daily Wire. Now, the reason that I bring up the Daily Wire is because I had the absolute honor of interviewing Andrew Klavan. Actually, at the time of this recording, my interview with Andrew is tomorrow, but by the time you guys see it, the interview will already be done. Now, it's not going to be up for a little while, and it's not on this channel. It's on Into the Multiverse. That is a show that I host for Skywatch TV, in case you're brand new. But go to youtube.com/IntoTheMultiverse and make sure you subscribe. That interview will be out in 3 or 4 weeks, 2, 3 weeks, somewhere around there. And I'm sure he's going to be a returning guest. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited to get that interview out. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Andrew Klavan, he hosts the Andrew Klavan Show for the Daily Wire, which is why I brought up this article from the Daily Wire. It's kind of a nice segue and a plug for my other channel, but that's okay. So a South Carolina woman named Dawn Hilton Williams posted a video to Facebook Live on April 27th, in which she accused a Virginia cop who pulled her over for a speeding violation. She accused the cop of being racist. She accused the cop, saying that the reason that she pulled him over, or the reason that he pulled her over, was because he was racist. And so she's crying, and it went viral. It went totally viral. Now, this woman describes the interaction as a lynching, and brought up the name Sandra Bland, which was a black woman who killed herself in a jail cell after a traffic stop. So here's an actual quote. "I was just bullied by a racist cop." This is what she says in this 11-minute video. "This is where we got lynched. This is where we got lynched, even in today's day." So she's trying to say, you know, she was speeding and she got pulled over, and she's trying to compare that to a lynching and trying to say that the cop is racist and everything. You see, this is why it's so important to get the facts first, before jumping into anything. You know, this is why I was really apprehensive to say anything concrete about the whole Starbucks controversy, because we didn't see any video yet. We didn't know what had happened. The only word we had were from the two men involved. So, you know, without any proof, how do you know it happens? Well, this is a good example why you got to wait for the proof to come in. So she continued to say, "I mean, pulling you out of a car doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you are African American and you get pulled out of the car, you get shot or you get tased or you get Sandra Blanded. I said, I'm not putting my signature on that ticket. He said, if you don't sign this ticket, then I'm going to pull you out of the car and I'll arrest you and I'll impound the car." Okay, so after the video was posted, there was a lot of concerned citizens that called the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office with questions and outrage, and that prompted the Sheriff's Office to then release the full video of the traffic stop, which obviously paints a very different picture. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing a video. Well, I would say we would be doing a video, but it would be a totally different video than this. But so they released all of the video.
Good afternoon. My name is Sergeant Sasser. I'm in the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, how are you?
Doing well. Just need to see your driver's license and your vehicle registration.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I'm stopping you, I clocked you at 70. The speed limit here is 55.
There's no speed limit sign. I just got out of the gas station. I didn't see the speed limit sign for the gas station.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, your vehicle,
it's a rental car.
It's a rental, just should have a rental agreement.
I'm gonna reach in here and get
it. It's fine.
Yeah, I signed no
Okay. Thank you. And you still live in South Carolina?
Yeah, I live in South Carolina. I was in Norfolk, Virginia at a PX tennis tournament, and I'm on the way back to Greenville.
Okay, all right, I'll tell you what, just hold tight for a quick moment, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank
Thanks.
You.
All right. All right, ma'am, what I have here for you, it is a traffic summons for Brunswick County General
District. It's a traffic summons?
Yes, for Brunswick County General District Traffic Court. Your court date is going to be June the 6th at 10:30 for the 70 and a 55 mile per hour zone.
Where is the sign that says it's 55 miles an hour?
Numerous places.
Numerous places where? I mean, between the gas station I just came from? Right here,
I mean, numerous places back that way. You're more than welcome to go back there and look at them. I mean, take pictures of them, whatever you want to do.
So you didn't give me a warning. You gave me an actual ticket?
Yeah, no warnings today, ma'am. So your court date is going to be June the 6th at 10:30 for the speeding of 70 and a 55. You have the option to prepay this. I'm going to give you a phone number plus a website that has our courthouse information. If you contact our courts, they will tell you what the fine is, answer any one of your questions, and if you decide to prepay it, then you do not have to come to court. But if you want to prepay it, if you don't want to prepay it, then you have to come to court on June the 6th at 10:30.
I'll hire an attorney.
Need you to sign right here?
I'm not going
to
sign that ticket.
Ma'am.
I don't agree.
Okay.
But I don't have to sign it.
So, ma'am.
But I appreciate it.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Me. All right. So, what you're signing here is a promise to either come to court or a promise to prepay. It's not an admission of guilt. It's only a promise to me that you're going to get it taken care of by either coming to court or prepaying it. If you refuse to sign the summons at this point, I'm going to have to get you outside of this car. I'm going to place you under arrest and take you in front of a magistrate. I will get your vehicle towed and go from there. So, yes, ma'am, you do not have a choice. You have... I don't care about that. I don't care who's on the phone. I'm talking to you right now. You do not have a choice but to sign the summons. So once again, you're signing right there. So thank you. I knew you were going to sign it. Thank you very much. All right. Appreciate it very much. And you have a very safe day. Okay. Thank you.
Now, contrary to the woman's claim, there are no references or innuendos to race or racism or anything like that. So Sheriff Brian Roberts went on record to say, I started getting calls from citizens asking what is going on. They had seen a posting and were concerned about how I would allow it to happen. So upon reviewing the footage, Roberts said that he concluded that the stop was routine and his deputy did not do anything wrong. He noted that such accusations of unfounded racism are what fanned the flames of cop hatred, which in the past has resulted in the execution of innocent officers eating lunch in their cruisers or something like that. So here's another quote from the sheriff. I don't know what she has been through, and I don't know her life history. What I worry about is this kind of thing will inflame situations where you see cops in other states have been executed while they're just eating lunch. We've had dash cams for 10 years and body cams on our persons for about 3 or 4. It's to protect the public and our agency. This is a fine example. This entire incident was recorded on a body camera, and it's all lies. So after the video was released, the woman in question, Hilton Williams, said that she had a different recollection of the interaction. Okay, so she remembers it differently. So here's a quote from her, and again, this is after the footage was released. Get or pull, all he had to do was say, step out of the car, ma'am. I felt that it was threatening, and I didn't feel safe because he's got the gun and he's got the badge. I wish society was different. I wish it wasn't normalized. I wish that everybody's traffic stop was the same so people could just feel normal. I certainly did feel Sandra Bland. I saw that and felt it like that was about to happen to me. Like, what do I need to do? And that I was scared, end quote. So Sheriff Roberts responded and said, quote, this video here, there are things I could go over and critique the officer on. It's not racial things. It's not hate things. Certainly some etiquette or verbal judo that could have fixed and improved upon. What's ultimately going to be accomplished, it's not going to make the ticket go away. It's not going to solve anything. It's only going to cause more problems, end quote. So still, Hilton Williams, the woman, told CBS 6 that she intends to file a complaint against the deputy. But the videos are all over online, and you can check them out. You can read. There's a transcript of the entire altercation. It's just everywhere. It's totally not what this woman is saying. But that's why it's so important to get the facts straight before jumping to any conclusions, before creating an ideology around something. I mean, like this woman was saying that she was worried about this other case that she heard where a black woman killed herself in a jail cell or something. She was worried about that. So this woman, she's thinking she's thinking she lives in a racist country, basically. And, you know, that's kind of the left's narrative. The right's narrative is a lot different. And you don't live in a racist country. You live in a country. There are some racists in it. There probably always will be. And they're terrible, evil people. But we just don't pay any attention to them. They're not the ones creating the laws. We're not voting them into office, and no matter what the left might want to say contrary to that, it's just not true. So this is why it's so important to get your narrative straight. You know, live in reality. Don't live in a narrative. Live in reality so you can make good decisions for yourself, so you don't get yourself in trouble or even killed based on something that's not exactly accurate anyway. Okay, if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and there you'll find all sorts of videos and podcasts and a whole bunch of stuff, all for you. And the reason that we're able to keep that stuff free of charge and not go to a subscription service, I hope that we don't have to do that. I don't want to do that. So far, it's looking like we won't have to, but you know, you just never know. But it's because nice, kind, generous people like you are donating, and you're helping out the show. You're helping out the community, and it's a wonderful thing. So there is a donate button there, or you can go to patreon.com/Josh Peck for as little as $1 a month. You can become a Peck patron, which enters you into all sorts of really cool contests. If you get $3 or more, then that's when you start getting free books and things. Free books of mine that I've written. So you'll want to check that out. It's important. It keeps us afloat, and we're able to do some pretty cool things. So I want to thank all of you for that. I love being part of this community with you guys, and you know, I'm just excited to see what the Lord is going to bring in the future. So all that being said, thank you for watching. Until next time, take care and God bless.